four-year institutions, and this is according to a very significant study. If you note, the 75th percentile here of our peer institutions is at 39.8%.
So where do we want to be?
We want to be ideally at the 75th percentile and above. And if you think about it, right now, fall 2012, the national freshman yield, this is national, all four-year institutions, 38%. As a country, I would be very worried about that, as a country. And as a chancellor, I'm very concerned about it because I think the yield rate should be better.
But you want to take us from 34 to 39, is that right?
Something. And better. This is not a good yield rate. It's just, it's not where it should be. And this is the issue. I know that you wanted more specificity on the tasks, but in order to achieve that objective, it would take, you know, intensive consultation. We'd have to look at other benchmarks. So I'm not fudging on this. I know that we want a different kind of yield number going forward, but I'm just saying to all of us that if you think about it, four-year institutions around the nation, public, the yield rate is 38%, and here we are at, where are we here? I'm not reading with glasses here. And we're at 34% for 2011 and growing.
Christoph.
Yeah, if I may make a comment. This, as the Chancellor mentioned, this drop in yield is something that many institutions nationwide have seen. It's something that we're all concerned about. The yield rate at Urbana is slightly higher, but it's comparable. However, one important factor is that in the past few years, students have been applying to significantly more institutions, and they can only attend a single institution. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason, one significant reason that the yield rate has dropped. So it's something to watch, but I don't think we're not outliers in that.
Thank you, Christoph. UIC and Chicago Area Comparison Group, first-time freshman enrollment fall 2006 through fall of 2011. As I said, UIC had the largest entering class of undergraduates among Chicago area universities. And again, the task is to maintain our standing as an urban designation for outstanding students. But again, where I sit, I would like to have much more of a larger pool. I don't think we should limit ourselves to the Chicago metropolitan area. Each fall, UIC enrolls approximately 1 in 5 new college freshmen entering Chicago area universities. We have always been and continue to be a major post-secondary designation for the high schools in the area. However, again, I think we need to strive for ways to enlarge our pool and to become more selective and more geographically diverse. UIC and Standard Peer Group, percent enrolled undergraduate students and from underrepresented groups, fall of 2007 through fall of 2011. The percent of undergraduate students from underrepresented groups at UIC is higher than the peer median. And our task is to build on our success and develop more partnerships with the City Colleges of Chicago and other institutions, and to hopefully increase, and particularly our number of African American enrollees, from 8% to about 11%. We believe that is manageable. I assume that you know that UIC is a federally designated Asian American and Native American serving institution. And we are emerging as a Latino-serving institution within the near future. As I looked at the data from fall of 2012, and let me back up, to be a Hispanic-serving institution requires us to have 25% or more of the Hispanic undergraduate enrollment. 25% or more, the students have to designate themselves as being Hispanic. In fall of 2012, UIC had 23.7% Hispanic students. So we're just a few percent away from becoming a Hispanic serving institution. We are already an Asian serving institution because there are different criteria. The federally designated criteria is a 25%. But then there is the Asian serving designation, which comes from Higher Education Opportunity Act, which says that in order for us to qualify, 10% of its total student body must be designated.